Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm sitting in the iconic red seats of the Tobacco Factory Theater, F19, where usually the lighting designer would sit and the sound designer would sit during tech, and I'd be flitting up and down the stairs, checking in and bouncing back to the actors and the community ensemble on the two shows I worked on here.
This is Sally Beck Whitman, freelance director, theatre artist, and, as you just heard, she's at the Tobacco Factory Theatre in Bristol, England.
I don't know the last time I was in this space. There is something, though, like about actually being in the physical space versus just kind of thinking about it. And I'm thinking about the stories and what those stories meant, what they meant then, what they still mean to me.
This is Freelancers Make, a theatre podcast. I'm Leo Wan. Act 1, Immigration.
This is really hard. This is really hard. I didn't know how I would feel walking up to this building that's held a lot for me, a lot of memories and growth and mistakes and triumphs and creativity and amplification and allowing people to shine, including me.
Sally had moved back to the UK just a few months before the pandemic sent the country into lockdown. Far from family and without an established place in the UK theatre community, she found solace in Freelancers Make Theatre Work and the Migrants in Theatre movement, while reminiscing on past productions and dreaming of future ones. Here, she reflects on the magic of working as assistant director on A View from the Bridge at the Tobacco Factory in 2018.
So throughout the show, we found various ways to strip away bits of the set as the character's world was getting stripped away, and then reassemble the fragments of the house in this kind of long outstretched pattern. And there's a point where Eddie is sitting in the house in his rocking chair, and it's the only thing left in the house. And one of the things that was the most exciting for me was working with Mike and Kev McCurdy to choreograph these really meaningful transitions. And so there was one moment here where he was going to just sit in the chair, and I think it was me who said, why doesn't he kind of emerge from this mist where the immigrants all came from and walk straight across the space, take the whole stage, like catwalk basically across the space, sit in his chair, and then the lights kind of pop on and everyone else is there, but the audience has seen him claim this dissociated, disintegrated space. But also he's come out of this same entrance where the immigrants came out of. That would have been his story. And it had this little spark, this like sizzle to it. And it was so satisfying. It's interesting for me because I'm coming here as an immigrant myself. Mm. And just what what is here to meet me, and it's this theater, and
yeah.
I almost feel like I should have a real talk right now. And the real talk is that without sentimentality, I wouldn't be in this country had I not had these experiences here. And I mean, honest to God, part of that is just ticking boxes. And luckily, I worked on two bangers here at Tobacco Factory. Is that how you say it? Bangers? bangers. I worked on two really good shows at Tobacco Factory, and because of that, I had a whole crew of people vying for me. I mean, Mike and the people here, by allowing me the space to be creative as the assistant director, I felt confident in directing where I hadn't necessarily felt that before. And by valuing my creative ideas and my input and the expertise I did have, you know, putting that trust in me, all of a sudden I started to untap things within myself, and now I live here. I'm here as a director, a movement designer, a theater artist, and I came to this country to make theater and make art. And actually, the whole time that I was working here, I was kind of under this ticking time where I didn't know, you know, I knew I had to leave the country, and I didn't know if I'd ever be able to come back. And now I'm here, and it's a situation where I can't work. So it feels strange being in this space, because it feels so alive with a lot of memories and also a lot of my hopes and dreams. And it also feels sad, because there seems to be this weight on those dreams and those hopes. And coming to this country, arriving again, knowing that I could stay for a longer period of time, it felt like so many possibilities opened up to me. It would come with rocket spells and poetry, but with me and you, it just started quietly and grew. I'm just looking at this place like, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to be involved, I want to bring in the community, I want to tell this story, I want to tell that story. And I feel impatient, probably more than anything else, actually.
And now we pause for a brief word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Freelancers Make. Act 2. Viable. Later that day, Sally was joined by her friend Joseph Tweedell, a Welsh actor from Cardiff, who is now based in Bristol.
I loved doing tech in this theatre. you know, it's very, obviously very dark inside, and then you go out into the hall and it's bright and sunny and warm, and there's tea and chats, because on the two shows I worked on here, we had not only the professional actors, but we had a community ensemble. Things click and they flow and people play and you discover, and that those moments, those shows where things just come alive in this way that you dream of but you don't always expect or you don't always find.
Love tech. I love it when a show comes together. You can kind of see it in its sort of half-bakedness, which is nice. You see all the ingredients, can't you?
Yeah, and I think here it's really interesting because it's usually in the round, like you are kind of watching it from one angle, and then, you know, halfway through the day, you watch it from a different angle, and either you see something completely different, which sometimes is really harrowing because it means you have to make all these adjustments to kind of compensate on the other side or the other point of the circle. And then in some ways it's like, oh wow, the show
shows just different.
Yeah.
But in a good way, you see something completely that maybe changes your view of character, or you see a look that someone gives someone else across the stage or you couldn't see in another place.
Yeah. That stuff's incredible. Yeah.
I love this space.
Yeah.
I think this space is amazing as well, because it just transforms into something that you can't. I can't imagine kind of in like just seeing that the last show I did here. It just looks so different now.
Because that was an exit and now it's stairs.
Now it's stairs.
And there were seats over there.
Seats over.
And that was like on a diagonal, and now it's straight on.
Yeah.
The stage looks quite big, actually. What shows did you do here?
Macbeth. Oh, can't say that. Oh my gosh.
Oh god. We'll delete it out of the recording.
Macbeth, View from a Bridge. I did Hamlet here like 10 years ago. It was the first show I ever did that wasn't at like university.
Okay.
So, years ago. So what? Macbeth, I've said it again. Macbeth,
You keep saying it.
View from a Bridge. Midsummer Night's Dream.
Hamlet.
Our Country's Good. And Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? And that was the last show I've done. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf was the last one I did since lockdown. Here. Yeah. Crazy. But I feel like I don't know what to say. I feel like I don't know how to feel. It's weird. I think it's just because I know that it's not going to be used.
In March 2020, Joe was performing at Tobacco Factory Theatres in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf when the first lockdown closed theatres across the country.
Do you want to talk about your last show in here? Like the Saturday show?
I don't really remember the show. I remember that we didn't say goodbye to each other after. Well, we did say, you know, see you Monday. And then we didn't come back. And I think I was very gutted about the show being cancelled, but I was really gutted about not being able to say goodbye to anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not being able to say goodbye to the space or your dressing room or... I think that was the hardest part, not being able to say goodbye to anyone and the space and the costume. I mean, I did steal some socks, I think. But I think that's because I forgot that I was wearing them.
I started walking around the space and talking about like how it was set up for A View from the Bridge, and you and Aaron coming in and just arriving with your like cute little caps and your and your suitcases that had like nothing in them because you were off the boat from Sicily. And
I've still got that cap.
Well, you can keep it with your socks.
Oh, yeah.
Stolen socks.
Yeah.
So echoey. You know, it's always echoey. Like, theatre's always echoey.
Yeah.
There's this sort of... It's just quite desolate.
Hello?
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 Cast, the community cast were amazing, and they were so lovely, and this place just seems to have that kind of draw for people, you know,
and it just really shows that it does work. Like, is viable.
Yeah,
it does mean something, and it is viable. And
what does the word viable
mean? Is it financially viable, ethically viable, morally viable? What does it mean? Educationally viable?
The thing for me that makes it the most viable, and the reason why I keep wanting to have this career, is because it's where people go to feel something.
Mm.
And it's where we as artists can help people feel something, and how we can feel things ourselves, and in feeling things we're more alive and we're more viable. We're viable because we feel. We're viable because we are alive. We forget to feel things sometimes because we're so busy, like we're just so busy, period, or when we open ourselves up to feel things, we're so burdened by worries and the things that we think we have to do, and then you come here and you can express or just share some kind of solidarity and humanity and I mean, that's why I do this.
Mm. I just like the warm-ups. I just like the warm-ups. I think, as well, like I was saying earlier, a place like this wouldn't exist without the community that it inspires.
Even though, you know, you're focused on this one story, like, as a space, in the grand scheme of things, it's liminal, and you have people just passing through. And what do they take with them, and what do they leave behind? At the end of the day, I would walk my 20, 25 minutes, wander back, climb the stairs, and I would always look back and just look out at Bristol and look at the red chimney. And it felt right, and it was a different time, but it felt right.
All actors, directors, anyone working in the arts will know that you become part of a space, and it becomes part of you, doesn't it? And it's like a home away from home. Yeah, I'm getting emotional now.
Freelancers Make is a Curtain Call and Freelancers Make Theatre Work production. Music by Freddie Crossley. Transcription by Kelsey Acton. Freelancers Make Theatre Work is a community for the self-employed theatre makers in the UK who make up over 70% of the industry. It is currently run by a crew of volunteers. I'm Leo Wan. Thank you for listening to Freelancers Make.
What's our cue to go back on stage? Do we just brutally, like, shove our way forward? Or is it something in the middle where maybe we just kind of slink our way through to the front of the...
It'll be a gradual slink. snaky slink, I think.
Just quietly reopen our doors and hope that people come, which they will. Because people always come to the theater.
That's quite a nice end point, I think.
Subscribe to the Curtain Call Theater Podcast and never miss an episode of Freelancers Make.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.